It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Kautz bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. As an Atchison High School graduate, Michelle knows how amazing the school district is, building successful futures, every student, every day. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Layup for Kenny. with the bounce pass. It's going to be Monty. He'll take a long jump. It's an air ball. Fly by Chris Jackson. Chris brings it up. Kicks it over the line. Side of Matt Austin. Matt will drive it down the top. Back out on the point. It's going to come. Never beat outside the left line. Continues. Back it in. Back it in. Back it in. Turns left. Kicks back out on top. Bristol. Here's Matt. Come on. It's three. It's too strong. And the rebound. Back down again to Branson. Nail Mahdi coming up on the bounce run. He'll go into the forecourt, dump it over to the left side to Dink. He'll launch another three. That one is going to bail on Benedictine. Coming to the other wall. Here come the Ravens. Matt Austin accelerates, goes down the left side of the lane, turns, shoots it off the middle and missed it. Rebound again, it's going to be better. These teams want to run. Over to the right side, Torius. Back out of time, it's going to come to Mahdi. Johnson with it. Left side, Sotorius. 17 and a half to go. Over the court, the ball is going to be stripped away. Double four. Picked up by the Ravens. Cruiser's going to come up with it. He'll get it over to Bristol. Back to Cruz. It's the right side. Three. It's no good. And the Ravens very, very old in the early part of the game. Here's a beat down to the back door. Nice defense by Austin. Stops the shot. Out on top. Here's Miller. That three misses. Rebound Benedictine. Right now these teams are just running madly up and down the floor. Going Johnson. Shot. 16:45 to go in the opening half. Ravens will feed in the middle. Timmy backs in, backs in. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. Getting into the center. Here comes Grandview. Down the left side. The feet of the left. The driving down is going to be up and good. Three dunks to the point. And it is now 7-4. Grandview. 16 and a half to go in the opening half. Out of the Lions Athletic Conference. Penn College basketball. Back over to the left side. Benedictine will drive it into the middle of Timmy. Comes back out on top. Bristol cuts it down to the right side. Jumps on the block. First take turn. Shoots. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Follows up. Hits the plus one. It's going to be from Mount Pleasant, Iowa. And Jaden Bristol's stride to the free throw line for Benedictine. He can tie the game with this shot, and it will not go in. And he's coming up with a miss. 16-10 to go in the first half. Ravens trail still by one. Sartorius at Amati. Hit a dig. He will start in, go into the lane, bring it back out on top. Sartorius pulls up from 17, rolling, rolling, rolling. Good. Sartorius has 4 points to lead all scorers now. It is a 9-6 Grandview lead. 15-2 to go. First, the back door. This is going to lay a air. All the points have come within 3 feet of the basket. Many shots they've taken on the outside, none of which have fallen. And now here comes Grandview back up the court. It's a 9-8 Viking lead. All the way to the baseline. It's going to be Johnson. Has a box away from moment. Able to come back to reach. He's going to box it out on top of Abby. Stop time, but then it's going to be Docker. I mentioned Ernie Docker out of Mills Point, Australia. He's a 6'5 junior. After the back, 13 points a game. Down the left side is going to be Timmy into the corner. The first shot of the game is up and good.
Investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Rosanna Gymnasium. Benedictine for the basketball over to the left side. Here's Chris. It's three. It's short. Rebounding back to 70 grand here. Thanking. Into the fourth over to the left side. He'll take it on the left side. Bring it up to the top of the D. Miller goes into the left side. He's still fighting the hands of Soto. Here comes Frisco. Frisco looking down the floor. Gets it over to Chris. Chris accelerates into the lane. Jumps it over to the right side. Got that on top. And he had a foul at the base side. Two passes ago. The bench was trying to get on the
Thank you.
quickly goes to the other end. Matt has got a jump in the here. He'll go for a three. He just saw the three man tipped around it and make a throw down that lane. Thank you. Taking it the other way. 11 minutes to go in the first half. I'm looking at the Benedict and Dalton into the fourth quarter. Yeah, I know. That's what Joseph keeps telling me, but I don't know the solution. Not sure there is one. Pass is going to go over to the right side. Got that on top. Made it through about a round of dribble. Kept it over to the right corner. Looking inside now. They're leading into the middle box. They'll be trying to get on the floor. Here comes Benedict. Hit on the fourth floor. Greatest run. Down the floor that they're going to come. They're taking it over to the left side. Now all the way around into the corner. It's going to be right through the top. It's going to be on the side. Okay, we're just going to do this See if that's going to make any difference. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, please check with me. 10:26 to go in the Ravens 18, Vikings 11.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only one in four have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's
913-367-7300. Here in the knowledge. If you would text me or Carla, let me know if that's any different, any better, any worse, any anything. 10:26 to go here in the first half. 18-11. Benedictine with the lead. Teams are still huddled up, and now they're coming over and looking at the monitor on the near side. I got no idea what that is all about. I don't know. The teams are still huddled up, and we're in some kind of a pause. Oh, we've lost electricity. Here we go. Get that back working again. 10-20 opening half. Dixon. Being led in scoring right now by Eric Cruz. Eric has 8-10 with 4-5 Chris. Jaden Russell with the Grandview. For Sartorius. Yeah. Good. And we'll catch up with him. He's going to have a dozen. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half, 20-11. Back over to the right side as Grahamview comes into the fourth. Come on now, slip and fall. Darn on a travel. Apparently not. The three is up and good. And I've kept. The 14. Benedict to the left side. The 3-point shot off the hand of Ravens. Saxton Thuston. It's no good. Grahamview back down court with it. Into the lane. The shot's going to be up. Missing. The floor with the basketball. On the court for the Ravens. Scott Tibby, Austin Cruz, Cassie. And Austin will have his first bucket of the ball game at 9:20 to go in the first half. He now leads it 22-14. Back over to the left side. Here is the shot from the outside. It's going to be up and good for three. Two. 9 minutes in the first half. Houston with the basketball to the right. Nice to catch. Nice. Over to the first. Timmy will bounce it underneath. Saxton looks across, comes out on top now into the corner to Nice here. He'll drive into the lane, kicks it into the edge. 3-point shot for the left hander is up and good. That is Sexton Houston for three. 5-17 at Benedictine. At 8.5 to go. Raymond's back onto the right hand. That's going to be Maji. Maji's out on top to Johnson. Johnson back to Docker. Docker kicks it over to the Meinders, who's come into the game. That's Dallas Meinders. Skip pass is going to go over to the left side. Meinders holds it up there. Back out on top. It's going to John Clark to Mahi. We're somewhere to go. Bumped over to the left. Johnson. And John Marie DeFeo's in the rebound. Tipped around Benedictine. We'll call here. 8 minutes ago. Matt Austin into the forecourt. He'll drive around to the left side. Going to the free throw line. Pulls it up from Stockton down for two more. Austin has now go up 20. It's a double-digit lead. 50 to go in the first half. Back to the line. 3 minutes. Does their scoring averages 20 some points a game, 25 points a game, 27? He scored 41 against Baker. Here's a baseline three. Saxton, it rims out, no good. Rebounding back down is going to come Grandview. Here comes Dylan Miller. He'll drive it to the middle, come out on top. The point. Here's Miller. Shot three more. Can't allow Dylan to score points like that. He's got back-to-back threes in the Benedictine lead now. Trimmed to 27-23. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Over to the right side is going to be Nicer. Comes out on top. Around to the left side. Driving in is going to be Saxton. Houston looks down to the baseline. Gets it there to Tyson Canty. Out on top again is Jaden Timmy. Ravens with the basketball. Go to the right. The drive into the lane. Looking in. Skip pass down low. Saxton rotates. Shot feeds underneath. Back out. It's going to come. Nicer launches. Three. Yes! Nicer's got. BC pushes back to a 30-23 lead. 6:40 to go before intermission. Down to the right side, the cross court pass is going to hit the bottom of the backboard. A horrific pass. Ravens are going to come up the court with a kick and over to Nicer. Back out on top to Saxton, left side Matt. Austin will drive it to the baseline. Pulls up with the runner, count it for two more. Matt Austin run hot. He's got a half a dozen now. It is 32-23 Benedictine. 6:20 left before intermission. Grandview will bring it down the court, cut into the middle. It's going to be Docker from 16. He'll put in two. And we've got now a track meet. 32-25. 6:07 to go in the first half. Nicer Scott down the right side. Looks in. Gets it there to Jaden Timmy. Plays through the double team. Kicks it over to Saxton. Thuston's layup is going to be far too soft. And the rebound pulled down by Docker. Here comes Grandview. Vikings taking it down the left side. Shots up, partially deflected, and the rebound is going to be tipped out. It'll be lost out of play. The officials look at one another, and they're going to say it will belong to Grandview. We're going to get five new players in for Coach Schaefer as we take a timeout of the court. Taking a break. 5:46 to go in the opening half in Atchison. Benedictine 32, Grandview 25.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open, and now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
Here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the home team, Benedictine, has put together a 32-25 lead. They have led by as many as 10. Back at 7:50 to go in the first half. Right now, 5:46 to go, they lead by 7, 32-25. Leading scorers right now for Benedictine, 7 points. Eric Cruz, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin with a half a dozen apiece, and Chris Jackson with five for Grandview. Leading scorer is going to be Dylan Miller, who's coming off the bench to go 2-for-2 from three-point range, and he's got 6. Ernie Docker has come off the bench to contribute 5. Brady Satorius with 4. And tell you what, it is just absolutely remarkable that Ryan Miller, this team's leading scorer, has no points yet in the game. Grandview basketball coming in play. We're going to get a foul on Chris Jackson on the inbound. So Chris will pick up his first foul tonight. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 3. Each team has only 3 fouls. It is basically postseason basketball, and this officiating crew is letting them play here in the Nolan. We got all kinds of new players out there for Grandview. We'll pick them up as they come into play. And here's a jump shot up and good. Brandy Sartorius, who's come back in. Remember, he's out there with a couple of fouls now. Hitting that shot makes it 32-27. We're down to 5.5 to go, opening half. Benedictine with it out on top. Chris Jackson back over to the right side. Back out on top to Chris. He'll launch a long three. It will come up short. And the rebound pulled down by Timmy. Ravens back to the right side. Matt A for three. No. And this time the board's going to be cleared down by Ryan Miller. Miller will outlet it all the way up the court. Down the right side with it is going to be Isaiah Johnson. Kick over to the right side again. That's going to be Miller. He'll pull up just inside the arc. And the two, long two is going to miss. Benedictine back up court with the basketball. Right now, Ryan Miller is 1 of 6 shooting the ball tonight. Ravens back on offense, leading it by 5. Here's Jaden Timmy. Gets doubled up. He tries to drive in. The kick over to Matt Austin. Matt goes into the lane, lays it up behind his head and missed it. Rebounding it back down is going to be Grandview. That's Jack Trudeau coming up with a rebound. And baseline three is up and misses. Rebound tipped around and Cruz is going to pull it down. Mentioning Jack Trudeau, a 6'3 junior from Van Meter, Iowa. He averages 2 points a game. Now the Ravens are going to down to Timmy, who gets double teamed, the triple team. BC is going to bring it back out on top. 14 to the shot clock. Matt Austin works around to the left wing. Kicks it down low. Bristol looking to drive in with 8. Back out on top to Matt. A long three. Boom! Matt Austin. Matt Austin makes it 35-27. We're going to get another Grandview timeout. Let's take it. 4 minutes and a second to go in the first half. Benedictine 35, Grandview 27.
All the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small-town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Puts the ball in play and is safe. Come into the forecourt. We go inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Here's going to be Trudeau with the basketball for the Vikings. Kicks it over to the right side to Diggs. Backs in. Drops his shoulder. Leans. Turns. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound tipped around and Jaden Timmy pulls it down. Jaden Bristol brings it up the floor. 35-27. The Ravens in front. In front of a nice crowd here on the final regular season game of the basketball season. Up next, it will be conference tournament time for this team. Baseline three, Chris Jackson. Got it, Chris Jackson. He has 8 and is 38-27 of the Ravens. Going up by 11, have taken now their largest lead of the evening with 3:15 to go in the half. 15-footer from the right side. Off the rim, bounced a couple of times, and went up and in. Sartorius will get that bucket. Here comes Bristol. Ravens will take it down the left side. 3 minutes to go before halftime. Over to the right side, Chris. Jackson back to the top. Now over to Timmy. He'll back in, change directions, try to force the shot up, pushes his way in, can't get it. Push the follow shot in, can't get it. And a rebound back down to Grandview. Vikings will take it into the forecourt, going right to left here in the first half. 2:40 to go in the half. Ravens lead been trimmed to 9. Now here's Miller. Dumps it over to the left side. Back out on top. Raven defense has been outstanding. Shot clock at 12. Now the feed down the baseline is going to be reached out, knocked away, and stolen by Eric Cruz. Benedictine is going to take it the other way. Here is Jaden Bristol. 2:20 to go in the half. Bristol, a little shake and bake. Now dumps it down low to Cruz. He's looking to back in. Kicks it off on top to Chris. Over to Matt. Back to Chris. Stops, jumps, pops. No. Long rebound. Cruz way between the circles. The pull down the board. Coach Schaefer on his feet. Up and down the sideline where the Ravens are running offense. 10 on the shot clock. The feed in the middle. Timmy will spin and shoot and miss another layup. Rebound to go back down is going to come. Grandview. 1:45 to go in the opening half. Grandview with the basketball down 8. Drop by the shoulder. Going in. Little reverse layup misses. J. Jaden Timmy coming up with the rebound, and the Ravens are going to run. BC working against numbers. Feed in the middle. Timmy in, up. Got that one. Nice, strong power move by Jaden Timmy. He's at 8 points now. 40-29, Ravens in a minute, 25 left in the half. Back over to the left side is going to be Johnson for Grandview. Comes out on top to Diggs. Diggs will go into the left side. Stop, feeds underneath. An easy layup is going to be up and good for Sartorius. Sartorius with 10 points now and is 40-31. And we've got 70 seconds left in the half. Game moving along at a rapid, rapid pace. Here's Bristol to the free throw line. Over to the left side to Cruz. Back out on top. Ravens work the perimeter. Working against that Grandview player defense. The feed is going to come low to Timmy. Back out on top with nine. Over to the left side to Cruz. This time a left side three is up and misses. And a rebound pulled down by Ryan Miller. And here comes Grandview. And again, Ryan Miller has only 2 points in the game, averaging more than 20, more than that. It'll come up on top. There's a near travel. That ball's going to be stripped away, but saved by Grandview. Here's a runner from about 12. Misses. Cruz with a rebound. Eric Cruz pulling down another board. That'll be his fifth rebound to go with his 7 points. And the Ravens, shot clock off. 12 seconds, 11, 10 seconds left. Here's Matt with it out on top. 8 seconds, seven. Matt, he's just going to square up, pull up, shoot it at three. Oh, my goodness. There's no defense for that play. Half court shot at the buzzer is off the mark, and we have come to the end of the opening half. Brilliant basketball for the Benedictine Ravens, and we'll do our best to summarize it when we return at intermission in Atchison. Benedictine 43, Grandview 31.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where at halftime, the Benedictine Ravens find themselves up a dozen, 43-31 over Grandview. A recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the visitors out of Des Moines, Iowa, Grandview is being led by Brady Sartorius. He's having an outstanding ball game. Just checking his numbers here. He averages 8 points a game. He's got 10 at halftime. Dylan Miller has a half a dozen. It falls quickly then to Ernie Docker with 5-3 in the opening half for both Drew Johnson and Trevante Diggs. Then Nael Mahdi and Ryan Miller, each with two. For the Benedictine Ravens, double-digit scoring in the opening half for Matt Austin. He's got a dozen right on his heels. Both Jaden Timmy and Chris Jackson, each with eight. Seven in the first half for Eric Cruz. Saxton Thuston and Nicer Scott have each hit a three-point shot. Jaden Bristol has two. Grandview's not shooting terribly. I mean, 43% from the floor, 13-30. Benedictine 17-38. Percentages are very similar. Grandview's 5-13, hitting 38% of threes, and the Ravens 7-19, hitting 36% of threes. Grandview has had no free throws, and Benedictine is 2-3. But the Ravens with a 21-17 rebounding edge. Here's the key, I think. One of them, anyway. Offensive rebounds for Grandview. Thank you very much. Offensive rebounds for Grandview, none. every one of their rebounds has been a defensive board. Benedictine has 5 offensive rebounds. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Bring you the second half at a ninth game live. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule and a lot of things to discuss. All that and more when we return. But right now, with the intermission score, Benedictine 43, Grandview 31. We're taking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for halftime.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey from Union State Bank of Atchison. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduate's hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help him or her open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with only $25. Plus, your graduates can enjoy our mobile app wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Ready for your COVID shots? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College Ravens basketball action as the men are playing host to Grandview. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, it looks like we've got games most nights this week. Tomorrow night, for sure, I can tell you that we've got Morehill Mount Academy at Pleasant Ridge with the girls game at 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. Wednesday, on the schedule right now, we've got Benedictine College women at William Penn in the conference tournament. They're taking on William Penn. That is here in Atchison. It is a 7 p.m. game for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And at this point, we've got BC Men Round 1 Conference Tournament to be announced as we're waiting on the brackets for Thursday at 7 p.m. Keep it tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7. We will keep you abreast of the latest changes in the sporting season.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Taking a look around high school sports in this Monday night in northeastern Kansas, we've got plenty of games in action tonight. In the girls' basketball games, leading the story is the Atchison Lady Red at 36 points over KC Schlegel at 26 points at the half. In the Jackson Heights JCN game, it was the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras over JCN Lady Chargers with a final score of Jackson Heights 26, JCN 24. Frankfurt defeated Lynn, at the half. Frankfurt is leading Lynn 22-15. The Holton Lady Cats are leading the Riverside Lady Cyclones at the half, 28-7. Valley Heights has got 28 points to Washington County's 15. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast. In this game, we've got the Benedictine men at 43 points to the Grandview Vikings 31.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support Achievement Services in Atchison. Achievement Services empowers persons with disabilities in their quest to live, work, and pursue leisure activities as independently as possible. To find out more about Achievement Services, go to asnek.org. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Power Stroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 30. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 66 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. 31 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 40s Wednesday, mid 40s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 51 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 47 out there. The wind is out of the west at 10 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 43%. The dew point, 29 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.90 inches of mercury. Leavenworth checking in at 56. Hiawatha, 48. Taking a look at Oskaloosa, they're at 53, with Horton splitting the difference at 50 degrees this evening. We'll be back to Tom courtside in just a moment.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only one in four have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, madam, we welcome you back again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, where second half action is not very far away. Both teams are out on the court right now. Benedictine was the first of the two clubs to return to the floor. And Grandview is also coming back out here, and I don't know, the Ravens just played extremely well. It was a very fast-paced opening half. It was up and down the floor. 30 shots taken by Grandview, 38 taken by Benedictine, and again, statistics would look relatively similar. 43% for Grandview, 44% for Benedictine. 3-point shots, 38 for Grandview and 36 for Benedictine. Rebounds, 17 for Grandview. The Ravens with 21. And you look at the numbers, though, BC has led by as many as 11 in the course of the first half. And Benedictine's hustle has been absolutely outstanding. And Grandview's, frankly, been on its heels throughout the game. Here's how kind of things shake out over the course of this next week. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be with you from Pleasant Ridge High School, Eastern Kansas. Moore Hill Mount Academy will be there. It's there about to wind things down. Final week of the regular season for high schools. Wednesday night, we'll be back here in the Norland Gymnasium as the Benedictine Lady Ravens are in the postseason. And pull up the standings in the Redley basketball bracket for the 2021 Hart Women's Basketball Championship. Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to be here with William Penn. We'll be here for that game. It's a 7 o'clock contest on Wednesday. The Benedictine Men will have first round action Thursday against, again, an opponent yet to be named because they're still tonight with games going on around the conference that will establish who the opponents may be. And very, very well, maybe Grandview coming back down here on Thursday, frankly. And in the women's tournament, the number one team in the North is Clark. They're going to be hosting Evangel. Benedictine will be hosting William Penn. Grandview's ladies will host Central Methodist, and Mid-America will be hosting Mount Mercy. Expecting the Lady Ravens to win, they would either travel then on Friday to Clark, or should Evangel upset them, they would be at home Friday with Evangel. Championship game for the ladies is going to be Monday, and that would be March the 1st. So, very, very exciting time. Ravens in the home white, and Grandview in the traveling black uniforms. We're set to go to the second half. Hope you enjoy it. Ball's going to come into Grandview, and they're going to be going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. Grandview putting it in play. They got their original starting five out of the court, and they'll feed it out on top. A quick three popped and scored for Grandview from deep, deep in the left wing by Trayvante Diggs. It'll be his second three of the game. First points of the second half are scored very quickly by Grandview. It's 43-34. Benedictine and out of the Ravens are going to turn it over on a foul. And we're going to have an illegal screen set for Benedictine. And that is going to be on Eric Cruz. It'll be his first foul of the ball game. Not a team committed many fouls. In fact, each team committed only three fouls in the first half. Grandview has two on Brady Sartorius. Benedictine, one foul each on three guys. Here's the feedback over to the left side. Diggs with the basketball. Comes back on top. And now we're going to have an offensive foul and an illegal screen set on the other end by Grandview. And Trayvante Diggs will have his first foul of the contest. Trayvante Diggs is a 6'4" junior hailing from Charlotte, North Carolina. Averages 2.5 points a game. 1.4 rebounds. Here's a shot from the outside for the Ravens. It's in and out, no good. Rebounding back down is going to be Grandview. Back up the floor with it will come the Vikings. Over to the right side. It's going to be Johnson. Comes back off on top. Sartorius tries to drive in nicely. Defended by Eric Cruz, and the ball will come back on top. 18:45 to go in the ballgame. Grandview drives in, goes in, goes up, missed it. Rebound, Jaden Bristol. Bristol's going to slow down a little bit in the backcourt, let the other nine players precede him down the floor, and up the court with it he will come. Plays off of the screen, goes all the way down to the right side of the lane. He'll lose the handle on the ball. Now it's going to be touched by Grandview and out of bounds back to Benedictine with 16 on the shot clock and 18.5 to go in the game. Bristol brings it in, out on top, Jaden Timmy. Little hook pass underneath. Cruz off the assist by Matt Austin. Eric Cruz has 9 points. 45-34. Ravens up 11. Now the ball's going to be slapped away. Out of bounds, down to the baseline. Off Jaden Bristol. Comes back in again to Grandview. Then Grandview coming into the game at 11-10 on the season. They are 8-10 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ball comes out on top. Skipped over to the right side. Trevante Diggs goes up. Throws up an air ball that's rebounded down by Bristol. And back up before the BC. Over to the left side. Timmy for three. Perfection. Jade and Timmy with 11. 48-34. Benedict with its largest lead of the evening now. 17:50 to go. Here's a running 15-footer that is up. It is short, but we're going to get a foul call on Chris Jackson. Chris will have his second foul of the evening. Ravens are going to finish the regular season after tonight's game as the top seed, as we've mentioned, in the North Division, and they will be taking on either Mount Mercy or Grandview in a quarterfinal game Thursday. So either Grandview comes back or Mount Mercy will be coming down from Cedar Rapids. First free throw will not go in for Miller. Second one does. So Ryan Miller makes it 48-35. And back down floor with it. Here comes Bristol. Over to the right side of Matt. Austin dribbles it to the top. Accelerates into the lane. Pulls up for 14. Boom. Matt Austin, 14 points. 50-35. Benedictine, 17 and a half to play in the game. Driving straight down is Sartorius. Gets cut off. Comes back out on top to Drew Johnson. The Raven defense has just been sterling. Here's another three from the top. And I'll tell you what, Trevante Diggs puts up the shot. We're going to get a Grandview timeout. We're going to take a break. 17-17 to go in the ball game. Timeout of the court. Benedictine 50, Grandview 38.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Benedictine is going to keep that starting five out there with Eric Cruz, Matt Austin, Jaden Timmy, Jaden Bristol, Chris Jackson. Substitution coming in for Grandview back into the game is going to come Ernie Docker. He came off the bench in the first half and gave them some quality minute. Here's Timmy, top of the key for three. No. Rebound tipped down, and we're going to have a foul. The foul is going to be on Ernie. Docker will pick up his first foul of the ball game, and Benedict will have it back in at their offensive baseline. Returning to the floor for Grandview is going to be Ryan Miller. Again, Ryan Miller has been the weak link, oddly enough, for Grandview. Young man, again, against Baker a couple of weeks ago, scored 41, leads his team in scoring. He's the second leading scorer in the conference, and yet he has 3 points now in the game. Two in the first half, and he's hit one of two free throws here in the second half. BC back on offense. Matt skips it over to Timmy. Jaden Timmy kicks it across, and Ravens will have it out on top. Chris Jackson into the lane, puts up the runner that misses. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Grandview. Drew Johnson up with the basketball. Down the left side is going to come Ryan Miller. His shot is going to be blocked to the floor by Matt Austin. And it'll go out of bounds down to the baseline, back to Grandview. Ravens are going to take Chris out of the game, and Nicaire Scott is going to come in. You're also going to get Saxton Thuston into the game. Saxton Thuston has been a revitalized player as he's finally, in the last few weeks, gotten, I think, fully healthy. And we're beginning to see just what a grand player he is. Here's a shot up, no good, and Saxton way upstairs cleans down the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. 50-38, Ravens out front with 16:16 to go in the game. Out on top, Cruz, it's three, it's good. Eric Cruz with a dozen. 53-38, and as BC goes up by some 15 points, beginning to put a little distance between themselves and the visitors with 16 minutes to go. Here's a 15-footer for Grandview that misses. Jaden Bristol coming up with a rebound. Bristol's eighth rebound of the game to go with only 2 points. Here's a feed to the right side. Matt Austin dumps it over to the left side to Bristol. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Benedictine. Just checking Bristol's line here. He's got 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 points. So double-double is going to be tough for him. Here comes Grandview. Vikings with the basketball, but they trail by 15 with 15 and a half to play. Pass comes out on top, Drew Johnson. He'll go into the lane, lose the handle, and it's going to go out of bounds off Johnson. Benedictine will have it in at the baseline. Ravens putting it in from deep in the backcourt on the floor for BC. .15:20 to go. You're going to have Saxton Thuston and Nicer Scott over to Jaden Bristol, Eric Cruz, and Matt Austin. Bristol back to the right side. Out on top, it'll come to Bristol. He'll go down the left side of the lane to Matt from the baseline. It's a 3 launch, but won't drop. And a rebound pulled down by Sartorius. Here comes Grandview. Grandview down to the baseline. And Jaden Bristol was tricked a little bit. Ryan Miller got him to leave his feet. And it'll be the first foul of the ballgame for Jaden. Excuse me, the second foul of the ballgame for Jaden. And for Benedictine, team foul 3 of the second half. Coming to the free throw line, Ryan Miller. And again, Miller, oddly, is 1 of 2 at the free throw line. This shot is up and good. Miller is a 74.4% free throw shooter on the season. So the numbers would bear out that this one here is about a gimme. On its way, it is not good. Rebound, again, Saxton Thuston. So Saxton picking up his third rebound of the Ravens back into the forecourt as we go inside 15 minutes to play in the game. Out on top is Nicer. To Bristol, up Stiers. Benedictine looking for their 18th win of the season. Over to the left side, Saxton. Backs in. Dribbles it back on top. Threads the needle with a cross-court pass to Bristol. Back over it comes to Nicer. Baseline 3. Yes, Nicer, Scott. He's got a half a dozen, and now it's 56-39. Ravens lead by 17. Ryan Miller drives into the lane, loses his defender, puts up a jumper, and it will not go in. He cannot buy a shot, and another Thuston rebound. Down the right side, BC out on top. They'll work the perimeter, skip it down to the left block. Thuston kicks it back. E for 3, no. And a rebound tipped out, pulled down by Grandview. Dylan Miller. He and Ryan Miller both out on the court. Not related to the best of my knowledge. Here's a driving shot. Misses. Rebound tipped out. Bristol pulled down. Nicer. Here comes Scott. Kicked it down the left side. Back out on top. It'll come. Ravens moving the ball as well as I've seen him. On the right side, Matt. Into the corner to Eric. This 3. Oh, yes. Eric Cruz. And it's now 59-39. The Ravens beginning to blow the doors off. Leading by 20 with 13 and a half to go. Here's Ernie with it for Grandview. And the feed comes into the middle. We're going to get a Benedictine foul. The whistle's going to be on Matt Austin. It'll be Matt's second foul tonight. And Benedictine is going to reach into the bench a little bit, and we're going to get a trio of substitutions. Chris Jackson is going to come back into the game. Jaden Timmy coming back into the game and checking in for the Ravens for the first time tonight is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad out of Kansas City, Missouri is a 6'2" freshman. Here comes Grandview with the basketball, 13-13 to go. Grandview backs in, twists in, goes left, shot up off the window and misses. Ahmad with the rebound. Here comes the Ravens of Chris Jackson. Flips over at coach, holding his hand up like a traffic cop, slowing everybody down a little bit. This Raven group out there right now would like to run. 12:50 to play. Here's Saxton. Backs in, drops the shoulder, kicks it out to Timmy. He loses the handle and got fouled. That's why he lost the handle. The foul is going to be on Miller. Ryan Miller picking up his second foul of the evening. It's 12:48 to go. Back into the game, Naio Mahdi for Grandview. 20 on the shot clock. Nicier putting it in, playing for the Ravens. Goes to the right side. Timmy straight up and in. Little backdoor shot. Timmy with 13 and now it's 61-39. The Ravens by 22 with 12:40 to go. And here's Stolen. Here's Nicier. Drives. Lays it up. Scores two more. Nicier shot. Desperately, Grandview needs a timeout with 12:20 to go in the game. Ravens lead by 24. Here's a kick to the outside, the baseline three. Rebound tipped around. Nicely rebounded underneath. Now the ball's going to be stripped by Chris. It's going to go out of bounds back to Grandview. Vikings are going to have it in play down to the baseline with 18 seconds left on the shot clock and 12:17 to play in the game. Looking in, it's going to be Brady Sartorius. Goes over to the left side, Monty launches three. Rebound Chris. And a foul by Grandview on the look for the rebound. I think it's on Dylan. Dylan Miller's first foul of the contest. 12-12 to play tonight. Benedictine running all over Grandview, leading it now 63-39. Here's Nicier Scott. Nicier comes out on top to Chris. He'll change hands, kick it off the window, but it misses. Rebounding it back down, Grandview. Up at a basketball is going to be Miller. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Mahdi. He'll go to the left side. Running shot. High. No. Rebound. Pulled back down by BC. Nicier coming up with the board. He'll come into the forecourt. Takes it down the right side to Chris. Chris Jackson looking in. Throws right into the hands of three defenders. And up with it will come Mahdi. He'll pull up from 14 and easy two. Nail Mahdi has four. We're going to get a Grandview timeout. Let's take it with him, Joseph, with 11 and a half minutes to play in the ballgame. It's all Benedictine and Atchison. Ravens 63, Vikings 41.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
So it's going to be really interesting to see against whom Benedictine is going to be playing these guys when they return here on Thursday. Will it be Grandview coming back, or will it be Mount Mercy coming to Atchison? One of those two teams will be here Thursday. And, of course, you're going to hear that game here on CARE Radio. Wednesday night, you're going to hear the Benedictine Lady Ravens game here on CARE. Tomorrow night, it'll be MHMA from Pleasant Ridge for the boys and girls. College games from here on out are all going to be single games each night. Benedictine putting the ball in play, and here they come. Skip pass is going to go down low. Looking into Saxton. He'll cut across left side. Left-handed shot too strong. Rebound. Ahmad had it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to come back in again, too. Benedictine down at the baseline. 11:15 to play. Grandview goes into the bench. And we're going to see Josh Streicher come into the game. Josh has not played yet tonight. He's a senior out of Rockford, Illinois. 6'3". Averages 3 points a game. 6 tenths of a rebound a game. He is a 57.1% free throw shooter. Ravens with the ball, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Ahmad. Goes over to the left side. Saxton back out on top to Chris. 8 seconds, 7 on the shot clock. Chris is just going to pull up, launch a three. It won't go. And a rebound pulled down by Grandview. Up court with it, Vikings. Quickly down the left side. The one-handed runner down to the baseline. It's got to be up and good for the left hand. Nicely done by Isaiah Johnson. Isaiah Johnson getting his first points of the game, and he's only a freshman, but he's a 6'2 freshman out of Waterloo. 63-43. Suddenly the Raven lead trimmed to 20 with 10.5 to go. Jaden Timmy to Nicier. Nicier Scott kicks it to Jaden. Timmy back out on top. Nicier. A really long three. Perfect. Nicier Scott. That is his third three and his 11th point of the game. 66-43. Again, Benedictine by some 23 points now. And we are approaching the midpoint of the second half. Baseline, a little contact, and a whistle and a foul. Probably on Saxton Thuston. It's going to be for Saxton, his first foul tonight. For the Ravens, it'll be five team fouls in the second half. 22 on the shot clock as Grandview will put it in play. And the Ravens are going to go to the bench. Well, for Benedictine, checking into the ballgame is going to be Braden Belt. Braden is out of Andover, Kansas. He is a 6'1" sophomore. Grandview with the ball goes cross court over to the right side. They'll feed it down into the edge. That's going to be Dallas Minders in the game. He's a 6'2" senior from Walnut Grove, Missouri. Averages a point a game. Minders has it with three, with two. Here's a half-court shot. It's way off the mark. And the Ravens are going to be putting it in play. And we're going to get a timeout. Here's the under 10. 9:47 to play in the game. Benedictine 66, Grandview 43.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the ball game of the Ravens, leading it by 23. They've been by as many as 24 in Benedictine. And, for that matter, Grandview, both beginning to substitute somewhat liberally with players coming in off the bench. Right now on the floor, though, for BC, we got Braden Belt out there with Tyson Caffey. Got Matt Austin back in, Jaden Brissa back in, Eric Cruz back in. Out there for Grandview, Minders and Madi, Trudeau, Streeter, and Johnson, Isaiah Johnson. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by some 23 points, 9:20 to play. Topside with it, now the feed into the corner to Cruz. He'll lob it inside, the kick back out on top. It's going to be slapped away, lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to have 2 seconds to get a shot away. It'll be put in play right in front of coaches Moody and Pierre for Benedictine. And who's going to bring it in? Is it going to be Belt? Yeah. So Belt will do the inbound work. Somebody's going to have to let go of this one in a hurry. Two on the shot clock. Belt looking, lobs it inside to Cruz. He'll take it, turn, shoot at the buzzer. It's off the window and go! How about that? You cannot beat when they're shooting that way, 68-43. Here's a three on the other end for Grandview. Rebounding it down is going to be Cruz. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with a 25-point lead, and we're inside 9 to go now. Russo goes topside. The feed in the middle of Tyson Caffey. He will turn, shoot, and score. Tyson Caffey's first points of the game. And it's now 70-43 with 8:40 left. It's going to be a long, cold ride back to Des Moines, huh? Pass comes out on top. Slipping and doing a nice job of regaining his balance is going to be Motti. Here's the feet down to the baseline. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Matt Austin. Matt with the steal and Benedictine. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Bristol. Jaden goes left. Over to the right side, Matt. Into the lane. Dumps it down low. Tyson behind the head layup is good for two more. 72-43 Benedictine. With 8:10 to go. Spinning into the lane. The shot is going to be up. It's good. Plus one for Grandview. Ravens are going to make a couple of more substitutions. Grandview's got a couple of guys at the scorer's table now. Checking in for Grandview. We're going to have Nate Modlin. Modlin is a 6'4 senior from Salt Lake City. And also Sterling Warner coming into the game. A 6'7" junior from Yoder, Wyoming. Free throw? Up? No. Rebound. Going to be pulled down by Benedictine. So Streeter hit the bucket, missed the free throw, making it 72-45. And we've got 7:50 to play. Crystal over to the left side to Bell. Kicks it down low. Joel Adise into the game now. Joel backs in, working against a double team. He's going to have the ball snapped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds by Werner. Ravens are going to have it in again at their offensive end line. 12 on the shot clock. Crystal set to bring it in. I'm looking at the scores table, waiting for some more players to come up here to check in for Coach Moody. Here's Adise with it on top. Gets it over to Belch. Shot clock at 4. Graydon into the lane. Falls away from 15. Missed it. Rebound. Bristol, is it good? Wait a minute. Now, the shot by Bristol was not in by the horn, but I thought it may have been out of his hands. And the officials are going to walk over, and we're going to take a look at the video. Okay. It's a 72-45 ball game with 7.5 minutes to play. They're going to go to the video to see if that shot was off. And Joseph, we're going to take a timeout while these officials do their thing. 7.5 to go in the game. BC, 72. Grandview, 45.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Well, the officials review the video, and it is going to be waved off, the shot is, so it will not count. And that was Grandview come to the other end of the court. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. That'll be putting Isaiah Johnson at the free throw line. Isaiah Johnson, he is a 0% free throw shooter on the year. And he upped it right there with hitting his first one. That is his third point today. Isaiah Johnson averages 2.4 points a game, and he's right at that now. Second free throw fails, and the rebound pulled down by Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine up court for the basketball, leading it 72-46. 7:11 to go. Ravens with the ball. Ahmad will have it on the left side. Skips it in the middle. Adise to Tyson. Hook shot. Hits the back of the rim. A little bit shorter. It falls through. A little bit harder. Goes off the backboard, but now coming up the floor with it. Grandview over to the left side, into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away by Belt. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to cover it up, and we're going to get a jump ball. Nice job by Jaden Bristol. Cover the ball up, and we're going to get a jump ball. Nysir will check back in for Benedictine. Jaden Bristol probably done for the night. Ravens leading at 72-46 with 6:50 to play. Here comes Nysir Scott. Alternating hands with the dribbles. He'll take it across, angling to the left side here in front of the scorer's table. Scott works his way around, gets it over to Braden Belt. Belt goes side to side. Cross-court pass, Ahmad. Back out on top to Nysir. Shot clock at 14, plenty of time and a possession. Ravens leading at 72-46. The feet underneath to Tyson. Comes back out on top. The shot, Nysir for three. Online, but a little bit short. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Werner. Here comes Grandview. Mahdi into the forecourt. Works it off on top, drives down the left side of the lane, and real slow whistle. The foul is going to be called on Braden Belt. It'll be Belt picking up his first foul, and again, Grandview will come to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Mahdi. He has not had a free throw tonight. He is a 78.4% free throw shooter on the season. Good shooter. First one here is up and in. One more shot coming the way of Naio Mahdi. Mahdi out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Second free throw is good. 72-48. 6:15 to go. Up court with the basketball. Benedict in over to the right side as we're just over 6 minutes to play. Here's Braden Belt. He'll pull for a three. Got it! Braden Belt! How about that? His first second of the night. 75-48. 5:55 left on the scoreboard clock. Nate Maudlin. Maudlin with the basketball. Shot rejected. Followed up shot blocked again. First it was blocked by Adise. Then it was blocked by Canty and the Raven. Up the court. Here's Belt. Top of the key. Pulls up for three more. Just off the rim. Rebounding it down is going to be Grandview and Josh Streeter up the floor. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Push pass over to the right side. Isaiah Johnson. Here's a three from the left. Up and short. Rebound. Long rebound saved by Grandview. And we will have a foul on Benedict and Joel Adise. So Joel will have foul number one. And back to the free throw line will come Grandview. Sterling Werner coming to the line. He's a 54.5% free throw shooter. That one is perfect. And Sterling Werner has his first point tonight. 75-49. Warner's second one, right there, 75-50. Nice here, Scott comes down court with it, BC. Right side to Belt, directly back to Nice here. He'll take it across just inside the arc, and his pass over to Belt, knocked away, but Braden's able to rescue it. Skip pass down low, Adise goes up with a shot, travels with a basketball as it was blocked back down. Here comes Grandview. Inside 5 minutes to play. Looking up and down that Raven sideline, I'm feeling some excitement for some of those young guys maybe getting a chance to come into tonight's regular season finale. Vikings with the basketball, right side with it. That's going to be Shanahan. Shot up, missing. Rebound, Nicer. Here comes Nicer Scott. Back to Belch. Out on top. Adise, shot blocked. Adise again gets his shot rejected. Knocking it away is Nate Maudlin. And here's some contact and a foul, and it is going to be whistled on Nicer Scott. Nicer will have his first foul of the evening. Coming to the free throw line, again, is going to be Sterling Werner. Werner hit a couple of free throws just a moment ago. He averages 2.4 points a game, and again, a 54% free throw shooter. The shot, online, in and out. That is a flattest shot as you're ever going to see. No loft on it whatsoever. One more shot coming up for Werner. That's how they shoot him in Yoder. This one, good. He'll be 3 of 4 at the line. And he makes it 75-51. 4:25 to go. Benedictine has scored 3 points in the last 4 minutes. Skip pass down low. Tyson Cathy comes back out on top. Ahmad feeds over to the right side. Looking in the middle is Adise. Feeds down low to Cathy. Comes out on top. Ahmad for three. Oh, what a shot, Ahmad! Lewis will have his first points of the game. 78-51. Benedictine will bring another new player into the first dead ball opportunity. It's going to be Jake Thompson coming into the game, and he's going to come in right now. Nicer will come out, and here comes the Ravens' Jake Thompson. Jake is a 6-foot sophomore out of Leawood, Kansas. 3:45 to play. Jake will dribble it off on top, gets it there to Ahmad. Lewis looking to play off the screen. Adise tries to provide that. Comes back out on top. Ravens will work around to the left side. Feed into the corner. Here's Belt for another three. That was way short. The rebound down to Sterling Werner. Here comes Grandview. 3:20 to play. Back over to the right side. A little bit of a head fake. Can't shake the defender, and Grandview will continue to control the basketball. Here's Macklin Shanahan. And we get a turnover by Grandview. BC will have it back in play. 3:10 to go. Coach slides down the line and hustles a player up to the scorer's table. And are they going to get him into the game? Yeah. Now checking in for Benedictine is going to be Christian Noski. Christian is out of Tampa. He's a 6'5" junior. This will be his third game in which he has appeared this season. Ravens are going to take the basketball up top side. It's going to be Belt with it between the circles of Lewis. Back over to the left side to Belt. He'll go to the baseline. Little one-handed shot is up and missing, and the rebound cleared down by Werner. Here comes Grandview. 2:45 to play. Vikings down the court with it. Quickly down the left side is going to be Shanahan. Comes off on top. Maudlin, three. Rebound to go down is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Lewis into the forecourt. Weaves his way across the timeline. Works over to the right side now. Ravens are going to stretch it out a little bit. BC coming to the bench once again. We're going to see Jacoa checking in. Here's a long shot is up and missing. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Grandview. Driving in. The shot. Dunk. No, but a foul on Joel Adise. Adise said, I am not going to allow that shot. Joel will have his second foul of the game. You don't know Benedictine player has more than two fouls tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Grandview is going to be Isaiah Johnson. Isaiah, looking for his first free throw of the year, does not get it there. Joe Ladise comes out, and again, Jacoa Kershen in for Benedictine. One more shot here. It's up. It is no good. Benedictine with the rebound, and the Ravens head to the forecourt. 2:15 to play. Ravens out on top. They'll run a little bit of motion out. Here's Braden Belt down the left side. Dishes into the corner. Kershen comes out on top. Ahmad Lewis. Top of the key. Back over to the right side. Jake Thompson. Thompson slips. Falls. Turns it over. So an unfortunate turnover. And coming down the court, this shot is rejected. But prior to the block, a foul is going to be assessed against Benedictine. It's going to be on Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad is going to have a couple of fouls now, and once again, Grandview coming to the free throw line. The fast pace of this game is tempered a little bit now, but still, only at 1:56 to go. First free throw is very short for Nate Maudlin. Nate Maudlin at the free throw line, and now checking in for Benedictine is going to be the 5'8 sophomore from Leavenworth, Kansas, Zach Schwinn. So Zach into the ball game out of Mount Hill Mount Academy here in Atchison. Zach's going to have the ball. He'll dribble it up to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the right side. Taken there by Thompson. Top of the key to Schwinn. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis. Lewis works it out on top. Swings it over to Schwinn. Noski. Schwinn launches. Three. Off the back of the rim and it wouldn't go down. Rebounding it long. It's going to be Grandview. Here comes Sterling Werner. Werner kicks it off on top to Preston Kelling. He's in the game for the first time for Grandview. Kelling is out of Ankeny. 1:20 to go in the game. Spinning into the lane. Little one-handed shot is going to be up and good. Nicely done for Grandview and Sterling Werner. We're going to get just a brief timeout for substitution for Grandview as they're going to get some of their young players in. Cam Nelson into the game now, a 6'3 sophomore from Marion, Iowa. It's his third game of the year. Ravens with the basketball. Out on top is going to be Schwinn. Pumps it over to the left side. Kershen out on top to Lewis. 1 minute to go in the game. Benedictine leading it by, 24. Here's a falling away shot that's up and it won't go in. Rebounding it down. Here comes Cam Nelson. He'll drive it down, work his way over to the right side in front of the Grandview bench, brings it off on top to Maudlin. He'll launch a three. Offensive rebound underneath, followed up and missed. Rebound, Ahmad Lewis. Here comes Benedictine. 35 seconds to go in the ball game. Shot clock to 25. Ahmad Lewis will walk it into the forecourt. Ahmad directing a little traffic now, looking for his screen. He will get that, kicks it over into the corner with a baseline three. No. Rebound to Grandview. Back down comes Kelling. Preston Kelling into the forecourt. Grandview to the right side. The uncontested three fails. And the rebound is going to go up and in. Ravens are just going to kind of concede that, and that's going to do it. Final score this evening from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens 78, Grandview 56, and we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready for your COVID shots? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight the Benedictine Ravens, starting maybe a little slowly in the first perhaps 5 minutes of the ballgame, at 15-01, they took a lead that they would not relinquish, rolled up by as many as, 25, 26, 29. They were up 29 at 72-43, and again, winning it tonight 78-56. A recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Grandview, they had one player in double digits. That was Bradley Sartorius. He had 10 points at halftime. He ended the game with 10 points, the only Grandview player in double figures. Trevante Diggs had 9 on a set of threes. It was half a dozen for Mahdi and 5 apiece then for Docker and Werner. Miller had a half a dozen. Streeter, Shanahan with a couple apiece. Ryan Miller with 4, 3 for Drew Johnson. For the Benedictine Ravens, wow, what a great evening offensively. It was Eric Cruz, as he does so often, pacing the way for this team. 17 points for Eric, 10 of them in the second half. 14 tonight for Matt Austin, Jaden Timmy, and ninth-year Scott, each with 11. Chris Jackson knocked in 8 points. All of them came in the first half. It falls into 5 for Saxton Thuston. 4 tonight for Tyson Caffey, Ahmad Lewis, and Braden Belt, each with 3, and 2 tonight for Jaden Bristol. Jaden Bristol was the team's leading rebounder. 9 rebounds and 7 assists tonight for Jaden Bristol. So Benedictine is now 18-5. Grandview drops to 11-11. And now we're just going to wait and see what everybody else does, because Benedictine's guys will be back here taking on either Mount Mercy or this Grandview team again in the quarterfinals of the Hart Tournament on Thursday. Whatever it is, the Ravens are going to be home on Thursday. We are going to be here with them, bringing you that ballgame. Looking forward to doing that. Also, the Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to be home Wednesday. And BC's team, they're going to be hosting William Penn. It's going to be a 7 o'clock ballgame Wednesday here in the Nolan. Of course, we'll have that one for you. And tomorrow night, we're going to wrap up our high school regular season coverage on CARE Radio before we get into the sub-states. It will be Morehamon Academy at Pleasant Ridge. Those should be 2 fantastic games. Much looking forward to them. So tomorrow night, MHMA at Pleasant Ridge. Benedictine ladies on Wednesday, Benedictine guys on Thursday, and then off we go into tournament play. Certainly we would like to thank you for having joined us this evening. Kevin Greets, you next time for Joseph, producer, engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios, who battled through adversity and came out a winner. Joseph, thanks very much. Tom Counts here in the Norman Gymnasium saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.